707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Monday as we get started with, I guess, the first normal week in a while because, you know, with Independence Day last week, people either took off the whole week or the first or second half and people getting back to the normal. Although, enjoyed the weekend, the trailing weekend of Independence Day. Down at Dolphin Island, and like I said, I think it was full. I think we're at max occupancy at Dolphin Island. I got down there Friday. It seemed like a lot of people were there. Enjoyed getting out, doing some fishing with the kids, hanging out down there. I know, Kelly, watching your video, y'all got out on Three Mile Creek for some kayaking.
Yeah, you know, and they just installed that that space, that area to launch.
The kayak
from.
Launch, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep, so we were excited to try it out.
So, and this is a second trip in like a month y'all been on Three Mile Creek.
That's true.
It's really cool. Good That's deal.
Because the last trip was 1 Mile Creek as well.
Oh, okay. So now you just stayed 3 Mile on this one.
Yes.
For a combination of 4 miles.
Well, and the first trip was canoe, and the second was kayak, which means I always call it the wrong thing.
Right. But, and y'all have sit on top kayak.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I saw the video.
Sure,
I love those. We got one too. I love them.
It's a 3-seater.
Yeah, but see, that's there we go.
What?
So there comes the thing. So we have kayaks, uh-huh. Plural, so people can kayak. But y'all have a multiple seat kayak. Where now it's weird because in the canoe world it seems completely normal to me to have the two people,
okay.
But in the kayak world, you know, it's like an individual deal. But y'all have the 3-seater,
but you know,
that
I
could
know,
lead to issues. I think it could lead to issues,
wait, right? Because we were talking about, and Dalton, you will appreciate this. We're both newlyweds, of course, married to different people. We always have to say that, right?
Yes, correct.
We don't want to start any drama,
I do,
but no, but they call that the divorce kayak or divorce canoe just because of, you know, you have great intentions before you go out, but the trip may be turn into something different
it's
when
like
you're out.
A tandem
there.
Bicycle probably leads to.
But my husband, you know, he's smart enough to tell to let me know the real deal that there could be anything under the water, and I'm good.
Good.
I won't move. There's no argument happening.
Do not rock the kayak.
Right. So we had a good time, and we posted those pictures because a number of people didn't understand that the launch was available.
Mm-hmm.
So we know
it's part of the project.
Yep.
It's a big project and big in scope to go the whole way from Municipal Park and Langham Park to whole way down to the Mobile River. Different sections being worked on. We've done some interviews, and we'll do some more of those and post up some of the links as well. More chances to get out and enjoy the water right here in Mobile. You over the weekend. Yeah.
My weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I did things that I would not classify as my favorite things to do.
Okay.
I got fitted for a suit on Friday. That's not that fun to
this
have somebody
worst
measure
weekend
you.
Ever.
Also, on Saturday.
Wait, what's happening that you're getting a suit?
My buddy's getting married later this year and did something I've never seen. They are buying the groomsmen suits. For the wedding.
They want to make sure that they know what you're in.
That's right. That you look the way they want you to look.
That's it. That's it, exactly. So I got fitted on Friday, and then on Saturday I went to Lowe's and checked out some carpet samples. That was just a fantastic time.
You married men.
Checking
you.
Out the carpet samples, measuring square footage in the house, and then mowing the yard. I actually enjoy that part, though.
That stinks, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I was glad to be back at work.
Oh, I've got a stat for you, too. As you get measured for the suit and you get ready for this wedding coming up, new study found that wearing your tie too tight, I love this, there are people getting paid to do this, wearing your tie too tight reduces blood flow to your brain by 8%. Thank you, lab coat researcher people. A study in Germany scanned the brains of 30 men. Half of them wore neckties while they were being scanned, and the other half didn't. And wearing one constricted the vein in their neck so much it reduced blood flow to their brains by 8%. By the way, that's enough to potentially slow down your brain's processing power, or in extreme cases, could even cause a stroke. Good news, you're probably fine as long as you don't wear your tie too tight for long periods of time. Just loosening it a tiny bit should help avoid any issues. Thank you, research people, for doing this.
So I have a question.
Yes.
What about the gentlemen who have their shirts are so tight that the collars flip? Does that count as part of this study with the tie?
No, it's a problem. What happens to us is our clothing that's in the closet shrinks in the closet. And sometimes we used to have the 17 3/4 inch neck or whatever, 16 3/8, and then all of a sudden it's not.
So the full Windsor knocks out 8% of the blood flow to your brain?
Yes.
Half Windsor, 4%
then?
Yes,
that's
right.
That's
how that works. I have no sympathy, though, because you can wear the same suit, the same tie, every day of the week, and no one says a word. But let a woman repeat an outfit, and it's mass pandemonium.
Let me point something out. Let me go ahead and set this smoke grenade off
Do
and
it.
Walk out.
Okay.
Have Has a guy ever critiqued a woman for wearing the same dress? No.
I haven't heard it.
So, you know what? It's ladies.
Nicely put.
Okay. We'll just put it that way. You never hear guys going, oh, I can't believe she wore the same dress. We don't, you know.
Well, if they do, it's for a different reason.
Yeah, we don't care about that. All right.
Yeah. And new prices are cheaper, too.
Yes. Well, especially Granimals, you know, where they match the sets. Stuff is really good. I want to give you all a heads up. I mentioned that the makeover going on for the Bankhead Tunnel. Very exciting, as LDOT tweeted last week. We are happy to announce the Bankhead Tunnel is getting a makeover next Monday through Thursday. That means today through Thursday. The tunnel will be closed from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. for the rehabilitation and beautification of the exterior. Both portals will receive a paint job. What colors, you ask? Let's just say vibrant. Now, I had a rant on Friday.
Yeah.
Where I pointed out that when I'm stuck around a tunnel, vibrant colors are not what I want. I want calm, soothing, it's something that's going to put me at ease, mm-hmm. not make me very excitable when I'm stuck there looking at the Bankhead Tunnel where somebody's rammed an RV into Ooh. It and stuck it there. And so, you know, vibrant is pretty scary. But we are going to have a makeover for the Bankhead Tunnel. And we took our time machine mm-hmm. over the weekend,
yeah.
traveled forward in time. The DeLorean hit 88 miles an hour. We went forward in time, and we saw what it was going to be like at the end of the week when they do the big reveal. Do you have the audio we recorded in the future?
I do, and what they're actually going to do, they're going to have a bus out in front of the Bankhead Tunnel
okay.
and drive it through the tunnel, try to drive it through the
right,
tunnel
right.
in order to reveal this. So this
okay,
is what
this is the audio from the future we got. Okay.
This is it.
Oh my. Oh, it's glorious. The crowd was really, they're going to be into it in the future.
Must be beautiful.
LDOT, you've outdone yourself. So there you go. Some audio from the future that we traveled forward this weekend and recorded of what it might be like for the big reveal of the makeover for a tunnel.
Maybe they're trying to reverse the experience when you come through the tunnel, because so many people stop before they get in the tunnel, and maybe with the vibrant colors you'll want to go faster to see the colors change.
Get me started, Finley. 715 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here is Kelly Finley.
Oh my goodness gracious, it's going to be that kind of show. Mm-hmm. Excited to hey, I missed you guys on Friday, by the way.
We miss you too.
Thank you. I had a massive migraine, but I'm back and ready to give you the news. Big announcement impacting the entire country is scheduled for this evening. Here's a tweet from @RealDonaldTrump. Looking forward to announcing my final decision on the United States Supreme Court Justice at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow night, which of course is tonight, at the White House. An exceptional person will be chosen. Whomever's name is read and announced, Alabama's Democratic Senator Doug Jones says that he is open to considering President Donald Trump's nominee for the spot, saying, quote, I'm open to voting yes. He said that during an interview over the weekend on State of the Union, saying, I'm open to voting no. So you just heard two different answers. I don't think my role is to be a rubber stamp for the president, but it's not an automatic knee-jerk no either. He goes on to say, I'm concerned about this nominee and the direction the court will take. I do not want to see things turn radically. It does not mean that I'll vote yes or no. It's premature. The name of President Donald Trump's nominee will be announced, and that person will replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. Once a nominee is named, we are expecting a bit of a showdown between Democrats and Republicans when it comes to the future direction of the nation's highest court. More than a dozen weapons stolen on the move now in Mississippi police. They need your help. Mississippi Coast Crime Stoppers say the suspect stole a vehicle from a home in George County either late night July 4th or in the early morning hours of July 5th. At least 15 guns were stolen from a pawn shop in Jackson, Alabama, after thieves crashed a vehicle into that store. You see, a few hours later, a car, that was when it was used in the attempted burglary at a convenience store in Leakesville. So it's a very busy crime timeline, if you will. When that crime was unsuccessful, the suspects drove that vehicle to that pawn shop, which is the Pine City Gun and pawn shop. Investigators believe the bandits, as they're being called, swiped 8 sporting rifles and 7 or 8 guns from that pawn shop. If you have information which could assist in this investigation, because it is still ongoing, you can call 877-787-5898. That's a Mississippi Coast Crime Stoppers. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, Celeste. Why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car serviced, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly. They're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything. Cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them. And you can, too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on, my AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-667.
The BP oil spill affected all of us, devastating the Gulf Coast, damaging our lives. But after we fought so hard to force BP to pay the bill for the damage they caused, some politicians tried to take the money for themselves. Politicians like Will Ainsworth. Ainsworth helped lead a group of North Alabama lawmakers to take money from the Gulf Coast and send it to North Alabama. Ainsworth told the media he voted along the lines of other North Alabama members to try to bring more of the money back home. He said, "I would rather that money have gone to North Alabama." Now, Will Ainsworth wants to be our lieutenant governor, the same man who tried to take money from the Gulf Coast when we needed it the most. The same Will Ainsworth who would have sold out Mobile and Baldwin counties if he could. We said no to Will Ainsworth once. On July 17th, tell Will Ainsworth no one more time.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A convicted killer is back in custody after he escaped from prison and had South Mississippi on edge for days. Michael Wilson, also known as Pretty Boy Floyd, broke out of prison in Greene County Thursday afternoon. For 3 days, the Gulf Coast was on high alert. Wilson was serving 2 consecutive life sentences for 2 murders when he escaped. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office caught Floyd in St. Martin, just 40 miles from Mobile, Saturday night. Pack of dangerous dogs is terrorizing neighborhoods in Midtown and downtown Mobile. 3 dogs are being blamed for killing dozens of cats. A group of concerned neighbors say they're worried the animals may hurt a child next.
You know, my neighbors are worried about letting their kids come outside and play. We're just worried for anybody walking their dogs because they have been aggressive towards people.
The group has contacted the city of Mobile and Animal Control to help with their efforts to get the dogs off the street. The FAA and NTSB are investigating the crash of a twin-engine plane in Orange Beach. A pilot and 4 passengers were able to walk away after the plane crashed near a toll plaza in Orange Beach. Plane experienced engine trouble shortly after takeoff. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our family safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost 2 decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the criminal defense bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off at the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Craneworks Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
Good morning, 722 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your morning with us here on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 2-1 yesterday. Mobile's only run of the game came from a solo home run off the bat of outfielder Brennan Lund. The series opener in Pensacola was the beginning of a 9-game road trip for the Bay Bears. Tonight, the Wahoos and Mobile meet for game 2 of their 5-game series in Pensacola. First pitch is set for 6:35. In NASCAR, 22-year-old Eric Jones earned his first career win in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona on Saturday night. Jones passed Martin Truex Jr. on the final lap to take the checkered flag. Truex finished second, ahead of A.J. Allmendinger in third place. There were 10 cautions during the race, and multiple top competitors were involved in crashes, including Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, and Denny Hamlin. On the PGA Tour, Kevin Na earned his second career victory on the tour on Sunday at a military tribute at the Greenbrier. At 19 under par, Na finished the tournament a full 5 strokes ahead of second place finisher Kelly Kraft. Na's last win on tour was in 2011. He began Sunday 1 shot behind the leaders and went on to shoot 6 under par in the final round. In the World Cup, there are now 4 teams remaining following the quarterfinal matches played over the weekend. On Friday, France beat Uruguay 2-0 with goals from Raphael Varane and Antoine Griezmann. And later after that game, Belgium upset Brazil 2-1 to reach the semifinals for the first time since 1986. France and Belgium will meet with a spot in the final on the line tomorrow at 1 p.m. On Saturday, England shut down Sweden 2-0 with goals from Harry Maguire and Dele Alli. And after that, Croatia ended the host team Russia's magical run in a shootout after finishing 120 minutes tied at 2 goals apiece. Croatia and England will play on Wednesday at 1 p.m., with the winner facing either France or Belgium in the final. 724 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good, like real good. You know what I'm saying? Like real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center. Nice ride so far from Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65. We've got light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway and no delays. Again, downtown for the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Traveling down from Sarah Land to the 1065 split won't take you long. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities on. Head on to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FN Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hi, I'm Chad Summerlin, group leader of Bama Cary. Police Chief Shane Stringer in House District 102 candidate has our support. As a veteran law enforcement officer, Chief Stringer has always supported the Second Amendment. We have joined Sheriff Sam Cochran and Public Safety Director Jimmy Barber and others in supporting Chief Stringer, the first to propose arming training teachers to protect our children. Tough on crime, a reputation for getting the job done. On Tuesday, July 17th, vote Shane Stringer.
Paid for by Shane Stringer for HD 102, Post Office Box 92, Citronelle, Alabama, 36522.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Derek Williams. I know both candidates running for district court judge better than most anyone. And to me, the choice is clear. George Zogby has quadrupled the experience, almost 26 years as a lawyer. George Zogby is the only candidate with a real plan to remove the repeat offenders off of our streets. That's why I'm asking everyone to take time out of their busy schedule to vote for George Zogby for District Court Judge on Tuesday, July 17th.
I'm George Zogby. I approve this message, and I'm asking for your vote.
All right, 727 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty, thank you, Sean and Dalton. Two quick updates we want to tell you about. Great news, an eighth child has been rescued from that Thai cave as operations to free the youth soccer and team continue at this hour. Four young men and the coach remain inside that cave. That tweet coming out 9 minutes ago. And along those same lines, love this story about, I always say his name incorrectly, Elon Musk.
He
created an escape pod to assist with the Thai cave rescue effort. So that is on its way, hopefully being able to help with the remaining people inside that cave. Musk and his team of engineers, they built this escape pod. They tested it in a swimming pool before shipping it to Thailand. He's hoping the pod will help rescue the young men still trapped in that cave. Our prayers and thoughts are with all of those involved in this rescue efforts. And then we are still awaiting an update on the two-year-old little boy who was found in the bottom of a swimming pool by a family member this weekend in Theodore. A Mobile Fire Rescue Department responded just before 5 p.m. on Sunday. That's where the little boy was found. He was taken to the University of South Alabama Medical Center here in Mobile. Once we get an update on his condition, we'll pass that on to you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. You know, speaking Elon Musk and that pod idea, a lot like his train pod. Have you seen this? That his idea for high-speed rail using a magnet train?
Mm-hmm.
Think about the tech people out there and where they are. Saw a list over the weekend, Bloomberg's Billionaires Index. Some things have changed here.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has now overtaken the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett, to become the world's third richest person. He's now worth $81.6
billion. Oh.
Zuckerberg only trails Amazon's Jeff Bezos with $142 billion and Microsoft founder Bill Gates with $94.2 billion. So Jeff's number one, Bill's number two, and Zucky is number three.
They hit the like button on that, you think?
Yeah, probably. A lot of times. All right. Check in with News 5 and Dr. Bill. All straight ahead.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A 19-year-old accused of shooting and killing a teenager at a concert in Mobile will be in court today. Prosecutors will lay out some of their case against Jamarcus Holyfield during a preliminary hearing this morning. He's charged with the murder of 15-year-old Anissa Baker on Easter Sunday. Holyfield is also charged with a shooting on Catherine Street in November of last year. He remains in jail on a $150,000 bond. Another fox attack in Baldwin County, the fourth in just over a month. A man was bitten on his foot while sitting on his porch in Robertsdale on Sunday. It happened on Mattingly Street. A few hours later, a group at a nearby park told police a fox charged at them. Officers captured the fox on East Chicago Street. The animal will be tested for rabies today. This follows a string of incidents involving foxes in Baldwin County. Baldwin County officials say they've tested dozens of foxes for rabies since the first attacks. Authorities made quite a catch off Pensacola Beach over the weekend. The Coast Guard and other law enforcement agencies found 77 pounds of cocaine floating south of Pensacola Beach. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
Rescuers have freed more boys from that watery cave in Thailand. Correspondent Ivan Watson.
Eight people now emerging from the cave between Sunday and Monday. That brings it to four more boys, as well as a 25-year-old soccer coach.
They're still in the cave. Rescue operations have been suspended for the day. Heavy rains are forecast tomorrow. President Trump is scheduled to announce his nominee for the Supreme Court at 9 Eastern time tonight.
Republicans praising the four leading candidates, whose sources say include federal appeals court judges Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, Raymond Kethledge, and Thomas Hardiman.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. Well, tomorrow the president leaves for Europe to attend a NATO conference, followed by meetings with Queen Elizabeth, UK Prime Minister Theresa May, and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The county fire in Northern California, now 65% contained, but it has burned more than 90,000 acres. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Disney's Ant-Man and the Wasp was the winner at the box office this weekend, premiering in first place with a healthy $76 million. That's 33% higher than the debut of the original Ant-Man in 2015. Randa Accessories plans to publicly press its bid to buy Perry Ellis in an effort to overcome the apparel maker's rejection of its takeover offer last week. Randa, a men's accessories provider, submitted a $28 share all-cash bid that topped a deal Perry Ellis's founder earlier reached to take the company private. The Wall Street Journal says Randa plans to send a public letter to the independent directors of Perry Ellis saying its proposal is superior. Ship owners are scrapping a record number of the biggest oil tankers this year, making it a bumper period for recycling yards in South Asia. Very large crude carriers move much of the world's oil across oceans, but there are far too many in operation in a shrinking market. The overcapacity is good business for ship-breaking yards in India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
My friend Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in the studio with me, and let's talk about some pre-emerge. That's what y'all have done to turn, one of the things y'all have done to turn my yard around.
Right. You know, preventative measures are always more beneficial. If we can get out in front of weeds and get a pre-emergent down, that's always going to be helpful.
Instead of trying to kill them down the road, that never happens.
That's right. It's much easier to try to prevent something before it happens.
All right. So y'all are coming out this time of year and putting pre-emergents in yards.
That's what we're doing now. And really, our program, we're trying to put down a pre-emergent all throughout the year because weed seeds germinate different times.
I tell you what we've seen in our yard with y'all doing the pre-emergent, the grass has taken back over places that used to be the domain of weeds.
The best weed control is a healthy lawn. So if we can keep the weeds at bay long enough to grow in good, healthy grass, that's going to be the best method.
So you're always learning something with Sid. If we want you to come out look at our place, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, find us online, sextonlandscapes.com, or we're all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or just give us a call, 626-3309.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. This weekend, I got out and enjoyed it, even though thunderstorm activity affected some parts of Mobile and Baldwin County more than others. I know Dauphin Island wasn't bad, but I could look north into Mobile County and see, yeah, it looked pretty busy.
Yeah, you know, we officially had almost a little over 1.26 inches of rain yesterday at the airport. It's the first significant rain we've had all month, at least at the airport. We've got a rather warm day today. It looks like we're going to have more sunshine. That means warmer temperatures. I expect a high of about 92. And we will see some afternoon thunderstorms develop. I don't expect the coverage like yesterday, but still there's a chance that you could experience some rain this afternoon. Tonight, some isolated thunderstorms are possible. The low tonight should be in the lower 70s. Now, tomorrow, I expect partly cloudy skies, another warm day, up to 92 degrees, and we've got a decent chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. That's the pattern that's going to carry us for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and both Saturday and Sunday. Some scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and our high temperatures will be in the lower 90s. So typical July weather for the rest of the week.
Yeah, you could say that's the pattern that will carry us through October, Sean.
Yeah. Yeah, it's certainly through August, September, and of course October is a dry month. We have some of the nicest weather of the year.
Yeah, looking forward to October, but we've got to get through hurricane season and as well, and we're not anywhere near the peak, but at least July, we have seen activity in the past this month.
Yeah, and right now we've got at least one named storm, Beryl, which I said would probably dissipate, you know, when it reached the Caribbean. It has done that. Around the Leeward Islands, it has fallen apart and is now nothing but a cluster of thunderstorms that eventually will get into the Bahamas later in the week. We don't expect it to regenerate. Tropical Storm Chris, just off the coast of North Carolina, is about stationary, and most likely it will become a hurricane, possibly the next few hours or at least through the day. It'll become a minimal hurricane. It's no threat to the U.S. mainland, even though it's fairly close now to the coast of North Carolina, but most of that weather is just offshore. It's expected to move northeast, taking it out into the open Atlantic over the next few days, and eventually it could impact the east coast of Canada. That means Nova Scotia and Newfoundland. But right now it looks good for the Atlantic and the Gulf Coast, with Chris moving out of the picture. Elsewhere, things are quiet as we move into the middle part of the month of July.
All right, Dr. Bill, thank you for the update.
Okay, Sean.
All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. The look at the tropics and our weather right here at home, heading for high today in the lower 90s, right now 75. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we do have a new accident at Government and McVeigh. Officers are on the scene, again, right by the interstate. Going to be slowing up traffic. Watch your speed. From Airport, Dolphin, and even Moffitt, 65, we look good. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, Highway 90, Range Line at Theodore Dawes and I-10. Watch for state troopers in that area. Market in the Park is back again, running every Saturday to the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Be in Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Why does Dr. David Northcutt keep spreading lies about Chris Elliott? What does Dr. Northcutt have to hide? Several years ago, Dr. Northcutt was caught dispensing narcotics without a license. He pled guilty and was punished with probation. A few years later, the state of Alabama again charged Northcutt with 10 counts of providing false, fraudulent, misleading, and deceptive communications. And again, they found him guilty, and he paid thousands in fines. Today, Northcutt is facing another set of complaints, federal complaints, about his misuse of patients' private information. Who'd have thought a politician who's been found guilty of providing fraudulent communications? No wonder you can't trust David Northcutt to tell the truth. Get the facts at GuiltyDoctor.com.
Right, 7:39, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and get the week started. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Doing good. You and I were just talking about the fact that we're always talking about buying vehicles from you, but y'all are also buying vehicles right here locally.
Absolutely, and we'll buy them from individuals where they just want to dispose of them or just don't have any use for them anymore, or they don't feel like they're getting enough for a trade-in value. So we'll at least, at no charge, give them a figure what we think is fair market value.
Yeah, that's a conversation that's happened in my family recently. They got the trade-in value amount, and they said, you know, that's low. I think we can do better. You know, we need to check with Larry.
Absolutely. You know, like I say, we're not going to pay too much, but we're going to give them a fair market value.
All right, let's talk about financing. How's that looking?
It's awesome. Like I said, we've got a whole bunch of different credit unions that are anxious to do business. We got finance companies. We got banks. We just got a whole bevy of lenders.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West and Theater, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. We'll check in with headlines next.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more.
State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
742 FM Talk 106.5. Another traffic update. I-10 westbound where the Bayway and the Causeway cross. Wreck right there on I-10 westbound. Three-car accident has the left lane blocked. We'll give you the latest when we get an update from Kane coming up in just a couple minutes. Right now, let's check headlines with Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, Sean and Dalton, good morning. Shots fired in the city of Mobile, sending one man to the hospital after he was shot in the head. Sunday, officers responded around 10:30 a.m. to Hasfelt Lane. The police say the victim was conscious and alert. As for the trigger person, authorities say a person did fire multiple shots into an occupied vehicle and into an unoccupied home. Because this investigation is still ongoing, police are asking for your help. They, though, are not releasing any information about that possible suspect. All right, let's talk about some fun times. If you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, the inaugural Mob Music Festival is coming up this weekend right here in Mobile. So if you like music, you're going to love the genres being offered. Indie, country, rock, alternative, jazz, hip-hop, brass band, gospel, R&B, and more. All this free. July 13th through the 15th, three-day festival will be held in Cathedral Square, which, of course, is downtown. The Mob Music Festival is a nonprofit enterprise through Opportunity for Entertainers and Performing Arts. So the organization was created, they say, to provide exposure and engagement to music and performing arts to our community. I love this. So they're expecting 10,000 plus people in downtown Mobile, and this is a way for local talent to showcase their talent and help build network to and around these artists to help them advance their career. So if you're looking for something fun to do, that's this weekend. Check it out. And they have a website, Sean and Dalton. And, I mean, the lineup is spectacular. Definitely check it out, mobmusicfest.com. I'll tweet that out as well. But if you love music like we do, you're in for a treat. And, again, it's free. So take the kids. Enjoy. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, and also speaking of the kids, Saturday, Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament, part of the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. You know, get your tickets ahead of time, but you don't even have to. You can go fishing, then go get your tickets, which include, of course, your snack and ice cream and all that good stuff down at the rodeo site. Time to get the kids fishing this weekend with the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament. More details at ADSFR.com.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A convicted killer is back in custody after he escaped from prison and had South Mississippi on edge for days. Michael Wilson, also known as Pretty Boy Floyd, broke out of prison in Greene County Thursday afternoon. For 3 days, the Gulf Coast was on high alert. Wilson was serving two consecutive life sentences for two murders when he escaped. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office caught Floyd in St. Martin, just 40 miles from Mobile, Saturday night. Pack of dangerous dogs is terrible. terrorizing neighborhoods in Midtown and downtown Mobile. Three dogs are being blamed for killing dozens of cats. A group of concerned neighbors say they're worried the animals may hurt a child next.
You know, my neighbors are worried about letting their kids come outside and play. We're just worried for anybody walking their dogs because they have been aggressive towards people.
The group has contacted the city of Mobile and Animal Control to help with their efforts to get the dogs off the street. The FAA and NTSB are investigating the crash of a twin-engine plane in Orange Beach. A pilot and four passengers were able to walk away after the plane crashed near a toll plaza in Orange Beach. The plane experienced engine trouble shortly after takeoff. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our families safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the Criminal Defense Bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 2-1 yesterday. Mobile's only run of the game came from a solo home run off the bat of outfielder Brennan Lund. The series opener in Pensacola was the beginning of a 9-game road trip for the Bay Bears. Tonight, the Wahoos and Mobile meet for Game 2 of their 5-game series in Pensacola. First pitch is at 6:35. In NASCAR, 22-year-old Eric Jones earned his first career win in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona on Saturday night. Jones passed Martin Truex Jr. on the final lap to take the checkered flag. Truex finished second ahead of A.J. Allmendinger in third place. There were 10 cautions during the race, and multiple top competitors were involved in crashes, including Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, and Denny Hamlin. On the PGA Tour, Kevin Na earned his second career victory on the tour on Sunday at a military tribute at the Greenbrier. At 19 under par, Na finished the tournament a full 5 strokes ahead of second place finisher Kelly Kraft. Na's last win on tour was in 2011. He began Sunday one shot behind the leaders, went on to shoot 6 under par in the final round. In the World Cup, there are now 4 teams remaining following the quarterfinal matches played over the weekend. On Friday, France beat Uruguay 2-0 with goals from Raphael Varane and Antoine Griezmann. After that, Belgium upset Brazil 2-1 to reach the semifinals for the first time since 1986. France and Belgium will meet with a spot in the final on the line tomorrow at 1 p.m. On Saturday, England shut down Sweden 2-0 with goals from Harry Maguire and Dele Alli. England will play in the semifinal for the first time since 1990. And in the final quarterfinal game on Saturday, Croatia ended the host team Russia's magical run in a shootout after they played for 120 minutes, tied at 2 goals apiece.
Akinfeev needs a save or a miss to keep Russia alive. Rakitic converts! Croatia on to the World Cup semifinal!
Croatia and England will play on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Winner moves on to face either France or Belgium in the final. 10 minutes till 8 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
from the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Now we have a 2-mile delay, I-10 westbound, 33-mile marker. They've got the left lane completely blocked off. They have an accident with injuries. 3 vehicles involved. Again, 32-mile marker. Everyone getting to that far right lane and far right median. Officers just arriving on the scene. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. Anabama Flooring on Highway 59 now in Robertsdale. They have all the flooring they can handle our everyday disasters. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Hi, I'm Lucy Greer. My family has served our community for over 100 years, and I'm thankful my husband, Spiro Charigatis, shares that same passion for service. Spiro is a devoted husband and wonderful father. I just admire the way he leads his life with conservative Christian values. Spiro is in a runoff for district court judge. He needs your vote on July 17th to help make Mobile County a safer place for all of our families.
Hard name, harder on crime. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Spiro. P.O. Box 1964, Mobile, Alabama 36633.
753 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, my friend. The search continues for a missing man here in Mobile. 32-year-old Michael Edward has been missing since May the 13th from downtown Mobile. Police say that he was last seen wearing a red short sleeve shirt, jeans, or khaki pants, and carrying a blue duffel bag. If you have information, call 251-208-7211. A sigh of relief this morning as the very last suspect of a crime spree, which crossed multiple state lines to include Alabama and Mississippi, is behind bars. 21-year-old DeVarian Edwards of Moss Point, Mississippi, will be extradited to Clark County, of course, which is here in Alabama, after being arrested in Texas and one man now dead. Here's the story. Edwards will face a capital murder charge after allegedly shooting and killing an accomplice during a late May incident in Jackson. He was arrested in Houston following a brief chase with U.S. Marshals. Edwards and three other men, Kyle Webb, Xavier Williams, and Siler McKenzie, stole a vehicle May 24th in Pascagoula before carjacking a couple in I-10 near the Moss Point exit. They then robbed a gas station before heading toward Jackson, Alabama. May 25th, as the men were getting out of the vehicle, Edwards and Webb began shooting at McKenzie and Williams. McKenzie was shot multiple times, but Williams was able to get away without being injured. Edwards and Webb also took off, but McKenzie, who was from Goshen, Mississippi, was later found dead in Jackson. That's quite a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have to keep everybody informed, especially when you have so many different states involved. But again, he is now behind bars, 21-year-old DeVarian Edwards. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 754 FM Talk 106.5. Turning up your voice next hour at 343-0106, 343-0106. The president expected to announce tonight, 8 o'clock our time, you said?
8 o'clock, yes.
Central the big Santa reveal.
Prime time.
The announcement of his choice for the latest Supreme Court justice. We'll talk more about that coming up in the midday show as well. And one of our top three things this morning, Alabama Senator Doug Jones won't commit to voting for President Trump's SCOTUS pick. He also won't say he's against it. So obviously, just a few months now in Washington, he has learned how it is to be a politician. He's not for it and not against it. He will see. Of course, the president saying there that he can't go wrong with his picks on the list. We'll talk about your suggestion. And Bill Pryor is not in the short list on that. Now, Bill Pryor has been on the list before for Supreme Court, but has not talked about that. You look through the odds from the odds makers, and what do the gambling folks have?
Okay, well, right now they have Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett as the co-leaders. They have them at plus 150, which means if you were to bet, if you were to do this
kind of thing. Explain that to me, because I'm an idiot with this stuff.
Okay, well, with American odds, at plus 150, if you bet $100 or if you bet a dollar, so if you bet a dollar on Brett Kavanaugh or Amy Coney Barrett to win, you'd get $1.50 in return if they were to win that.
Risk a dollar, make $1.50.
That's correct. Okay. Just behind them at plus 200 odds, meaning you get $2 for every dollar you bet, Thomas Hardiman. So he's the third biggest favorite. And behind them, a bit longer odds, Raymond Kethledge. That's who they have with the fourth best odds. And they have him at plus 750, meaning you would get $7.50 back if you bet a dollar on him.
All right. So those are those odds are placed by... Where?
This is on Bovada. Yeah, so it's an offshore sports book, but but there's multiple sports books that have these politician futures. Like even on Bovada, they have how will President Trump greet Queen Elizabeth?
Oh,
that's one of the things that you can bet on.
And one of the choices was fist bump, wasn't it?
Yes, fist bump is up there. High five. That's very long odds that he gives Queen Elizabeth a high five the first time he sees her.
Could you imagine being on the committee that comes up with the questions? Like
it has to be so much fun. Formal handshake, that's the heavy favorite, but they also have the Fresh Prince handshake, you know, between Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff in the Fresh Prince. I don't think that he'll do that, but if you want to take the chance, you could bet $100 and win $30,000.
There you go. There you go. All right, some of the items
it just
up.
Got serious.
Some of the items up next hour at 343-0106, 343-0106. Oh, also, I saw breaking news here. Plastic serpentine, plastic confetti may be illegal in the city of Mobile. I like this too. Even possession of plastic confetti may be illegal. give you details coming up. Stay close.